you guys.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sabrina.
Yes, I am.
The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is a beautiful sunny day. It's Thursday morning, July 9th, one more day to my 51st birthday. I'm excited. Today we have Pink the Runway 2005, Laura and Crystal, who we're going to be doing interviews with, and we also have Dave Jones a little while later, who's a comedian out of Michigan that we're going to be interviewing and talking to. But as usual, you guys know I have to play Lady Princess's song, so we're going to play it for a few minutes, and here we go.
Should I do this? I feel so bound. I just gotta break free. Let's go.
Owners of Pink the Runway. Crystal will be on in a few minutes. Laura, how are you? And good morning. Oh, you know what? I think we have poor Laura.
I have Crystal with me as well.
Oh, good morning, Crystal. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
All right. You know what? We're going to start off like this. Ladies, you go in the store, my favorite store is Nordstrom's, and you look at, you see two different sizes of clothes. You see a size 12 and you see a size 20. The size 12, cute dress, and you're saying, I should be able to wear that dress. You look at the size 20 and you're like, I'm not even tomorrow am I going to wear that dress. Well, Crystal and Laura are doing Pink the Runway 2005 to bring awareness to cancer, but also they are doing something totally different, to me, innovative, that allows women who are bigger and who are happy with the size they are to be able to say, hey, I can wear that outfit by this designer and feel good, and they're trying to make a statement, and they're here today to talk about Pink the Runway. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to welcome to the show. Welcome, ladies. Say thank you to WBDN Media.
Thank you very much.
Not you guys, but me. I'm sorry. But thank you guys for coming on. But first, we want you guys to introduce yourselves respectfully, and then we'll talk about Pink the Runway. Crystal, go ahead.
My name is Crystal Carmen. I'm the owner of Pink Stiletto Cosmetics. I'm a professional makeup artist as well as beauty educator, and I'm also the cosmetic formulator behind Pink Stiletto Cosmetics. I am a former plus-size runway model, and I've also worked behind the scenes of numerous shows as the creative director, lead makeup artist, or makeup artist. And I began this because I worked both behind the scenes and in front of the camera, and I absolutely love fashion and beauty.
Hello, my name is Laura. My name is Laura Mazurek, and I am the owner of Laura Mazurek Fashion Services, and I provide event planning and fashion styling, personal shopping, you know, everything that's going to make you look and feel beautiful, all those services in the greater Philadelphia area. I come from a background of a specialty women's retail apparel and management and event planning as well, and fashion shows and showcases and all kinds of fun stuff like that. My real passion in life is helping women to increase their self-esteem and find their way to feel beautiful about themselves, the perfect style for themselves that is really going to give them the best foot forward. And I love, like Crystal, I love all things fashion and beauty. And since we both share a joint purpose of wanting to make a positive impact on how women feel and are viewed in the fashion world and increasing awareness and self-esteem, we have and the options that are available to all women, we have joined together to create our project, Pink the Runway 2015, to spotlight women of all sizes as symbols of fashion, high fashion, and glamour.
Thank you.
Laura, hold on one second. Before we go there, sure. I just want to give a good morning and a thank you to one of our sponsors, Next Level Tennis and Fitness, Danny Bongiorno. He's in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's a great trainer. He can be reached at 702-303-3765. Now, Laura and Crystal, I want you guys, Laura, you can continue on with what you were saying about Pink the Runway, but I do have a couple specific questions, so go ahead and finish, and then I'll ask you those questions.
Yes, so, you know, we are creating this event as a platform to acknowledge all women as beautiful and glamorous and symbols of glamour.
All right. And so first I want to ask you guys this question because I've been asking a lot of women this week that are now the new plus size is 10, and that is only because I think 3 or 4 months ago on the cover of Sports Illustrated was the volleyball player who wore a size 10, and she is gorgeous and beautiful. So now 10 is a plus size. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think that we are still in a world where we still look at as designers or as an industry manufacturers for clothes where a size 0 to 6 to me is the norm. 10 used to be great, but now because a girl who's built, she is buff, she's a beast, and she looks good in a bikini, now she's a plus size because she's a 10. Girl's not a plus size. But we have this misnomer where we categorize people, and we just can't be happy with a woman's size. What would you guys say about that?
Well, first of all, I say that there is really a gap. I agree with you. You know, in clothing, in the retail world, the plus size sizes don't start until size 14. But now, because, you know, the straight modeling, usually you're considered up until size 6. Misses or, you know, but there's now this gray area, so they don't know what to do with the gray area, like the 8, the 10, you know, the 12, which technically is not plus, but because the modeling and fashion industry does not know what to do with those three sizes that are in between the two categories, instead of just being size inclusive and saying you're a model, period. This is the size I need to cast. They're pushing these sizes over towards the plus and labeling them plus when really that's inaccurate. And, you know, something that Crystal and I really feel strongly about is elimination of labels. You know, you should just be, I'm a designer. I cater for all sizes. You know, I'm casting for specific sizes for my show. You know, I want to see this representation of size, that representation of size. I feel we should be moving in the direction where we're seeing all different sizes coming down the runway, because all different sizes wear merchandise, and the average woman in America is a size 14. That should be represented on all runways. Yeah, this is, you know...
You're absolutely correct. And Crystal, when you were modeling, what size were you modeling at?
At the time, I was a size 14.
And how was that for you?
As a size 14, it was definitely uncomfortable going to castings, having people tell me that I was way too, the 2TOO plus. You know, having people say that, you know, I had a pretty face, but body-wise, I wasn't cutting it. And so I experienced a lot of discrimination. There were people who only wanted to use my photos for their advertisements, so that way they could cut me off or crop me so you wouldn't see my body.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I also wanted to say that the issue with the fashion and the smaller sizes, so 0 to 6 or 0 to 8 being the quote-unquote straight size model, that actually comes from a very out-of-date practice where designers would actually create these pieces to showcase, and they didn't want to invest any additional material or time into making larger items, so they would make a very small selection of sizes and then look for models specifically to fit in those sizes. And
exactly.
So that is actually where the whole concept of being a quote-unquote model or straight size came from, which is if you could fit in these tiny, tiny sample pieces from the designers, then you were the ideal model.
Now, you guys, you have a model casting on July 26th and August 2nd. Tell everybody what you're looking for. And so if I was a size 26 and I came to you and I was a size 4, would I have the same opportunity to be in your show?
The casting is actually focusing on women that are a size 8+. Now, this is not to say that women that are lower than that size don't belong in fashion or in beauty, but it is our belief that at the current moment in time, they already have opportunities, a plethora of opportunities to be in fashion shows. So what we're trying to do is open the door for those who are a size 8+ to be showcased in something that's not really just a fashion show, but essentially a movement and a request for change. And so size 8 to, as you mentioned, 26 are welcome to come to the casting. We do have a height requirement, and that's really normal. Any genuine casting is going to have certain guidelines or ideals, and the ideal height is 5'4 and up. But as far as waist size, anyone 8+ and up is welcome to go ahead and cast, because that's what we want to showcase in this show. So understand that while the casting starts at 8+, it's not meant to be discriminating more than it is to kind of give those who are 8+ their shine. Their shine.
And our event is size inclusive. And,
right.
You know, it's catered to all fashionistas of all sizes.
Absolutely.
And all of our designers, one great thing that makes our show unique, all of the couturiers that we are spotlighting in the show design for all sizes. So you can be sitting in our audience, and anything you like that catches your fashion fancy, you can contact the designer after the show and say, oh, I love that black and white ball gown that came down. You know, you're size 6. I want to order it, and you can.
Yes, and that's another thing that we're trying to emphasize is that someone who's a size 2 who's sitting in the audience at Pink the Runway 2015 would be able to look at those items, and even though their design might be a size 20, they can say, well, I'd like that in a 2, and be helped and be catered to and be serviced. And that is not
And that's what I was trying to – I knew the size because Laura had already told me, but what I wanted to point out is that a lot of ladies are left out. This show really, to me, is for the woman who is larger, so that you can see the – and we're going to talk about the fashion designers in about 2 minutes, but so that you can see that you have options. These are women that are elite women. And when I say elite, I'm talking about high-power business women, presidents of companies, lawyers, doctors. I know that they're Talbots was a store that I used to shop in. They're not in business and here in Vegas anymore, but they did have a plus size, and their outfits were fantastic. So we are starting to be limited. Lane Bryant, I can't wear Lane Bryant clothes because I'm not a true size 14 plus anymore, so I'm stuck a little bit. I'm in between sizes. So what I want to emphasize is to the ladies out there that are listening is that, you know what, Pink the Runway, tell us about the real reason behind the Pink the Runway, not just for the plus size, but there's an organization that you guys are, that this money is going to benefit for cancer, so that when you guys do buy, you need to buy your tickets, and you can buy those on Eventbrite. This is going to go to some of the proceeds are going to a fantastic organization. And can you guys tell me about that organization?
Yes, Crystal will elaborate on that.
Yes. The organization that we're supporting is called the Pennsylvania Coalition for Breast Cancer, also known as PABreastCancer.org. And there are several reasons why we chose this organization, but let's just touch on the main reason. One of the main reasons is because PABreastCancer.org does help the community here in Pennsylvania. And also the second reason why is that that they are also one of the organizations that assist women who have been recently diagnosed with getting low-cost, if not free, treatment for their services. And if you or a family member have been recently diagnosed, they send you a complimentary breast cancer care kit to prepare you for your journey. And we think that having support is so essential with that type of diagnosis. And so for those reasons, we're going to be donating a proceed of every single ticket sold to that organization.
And where can those tickets be found at? What's the website?
We are using Eventbrite as our ticket processor, so that's eventbrite.com, Brite, B-R-I-T-E. And you can use the search term Pink the Runway 2015, and both our tickets as well as our casting call will show up.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the designers. But before we do that, I want to welcome another guest that we have on the line. Good morning. You're on Conversations with the Diva. Who do I have on the line?
Hello.
Hello. Did you have a question?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
How you doing? It's comedian Dave Jones calling.
Okay, Dave, we were going to put you back on mute. You were being late on the line because you weren't listening. All right, we're talking to Laura and Crystal. They are the co-founders of Pink the Runway 2015. We're talking about a model show for plus-size women 8 up, and so that they can wear some of the same outfits and feel just as gorgeous as Beyonce, the Kardashians, And just to name a few. I love Diana Ross, I would have to say. I like how she dresses. So hold on, and then we're going to get to you, but I want to finish up asking them a couple more questions. So Laura and Crystal, we're going to talk about the designers, and I'm just going to mention all their names, and I want to know why you guys chose them particularly.
DAW Fashion Designs. We also have Happy Couture Designs by Netta Allen. Is that correct?
Yes.
Marley. Original Design. Okay. Original Designed by Philadelphia-based couture Marlene Crosby. Hello, Marlene. Philly Bride. I'm really excited to see this because I know when I get married again, I definitely want a beautiful, beautiful dress. They are a diamond sponsor, and they are showing a collection. That's going to be awesome. I have Curvy Chicks, which I've already – Curvy Chicks, Post Simon & Boutique, which also is scheduled to be on the show. We also have Marco Hall. Marco Hall is a veteran designer with over two decades of experience for A-listers on everything from the red carpet to the silver screen. Need to talk to him. The sponsors are WBDN by the Design Network with Conversations with a Diva. And now you guys are going to have to help me with this. Anne Lushan. Lushan. And, oh, my goodness. Tell her I hope I didn't hurt her name. She's actually – everybody's in Philadelphia, and I'm so excited. Because Pink the Runway, Crystal Carmen and Laura Mazurek, we didn't tell everybody the date. What is the date of the actual show?
October 30th, and it's taking place at Le Meridian Hotel, and you can get your tickets at eventbrite.com, search word Pink the Runway 2015, and that'll pull up the page, and then you can also get to the link for the casting if you're interested in that as well.
Go ahead. Let me finish the sponsors. Philly Bride Diamond Sponsors, The Moment Photography, their diamond sponsor, Philadelphia Uber. And I don't think people realize what Uber is. So, Laura, before I talk about Uber, I want you to go ahead because you had a comment.
Yes. Well, I will talk about, Crystal and I will both talk about the designers and why we chose them, but we have, on that topic, we have a very exciting breaking news announcement that we will be featuring the curvy line Buxom, designed by Thomas Lavone, who was last featured in the June issue of UK Vogue. So many of our designers have been featured in top magazines such as Harper's Bazaar, Elle, and Vogue. So we are thrilled to have Thomas and his glamorous collection coming down our line of designers. And the fabulous thing about Thomas is he, you know, who has been designing for the Plus Woman, you know, for a number of years, he believes in positive labeling and using words in a positive way. If you visit his website, you'll see his sizing chart is visionary. He does not use numbers. He does not use XXXX. He uses flattering adjectives like curvaceous curves. You know, depending on what your number size is, you're a curvaceous curve or a diva curve or, you know, so as one of these different categories.
Why did you choose the fashion designers you chose?
Sure. Well, Crystal, would you like to start with telling the listeners why we chose Philly Bride?
Oh, we chose Philly Bride because Philly Bride is one of the only plus-size bridal couture boutiques that was willing to really take a stand and offer plus-size gowns in their collection. As a recent bride, I can tell you that shopping for plus-size gowns is very tricky and you're very limited on your options, particularly if you want something couture. So they have broken the mold and are standing up for the plus women by offering those sizes available in their boutique.
And Philly Bride, located at 304 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, is also where we will be doing our two castings in Philadelphia.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, so those who attend the casting call have an opportunity to see some of the most gorgeous plus size gowns ever.
And go ahead.
And then we also chose Happy Couture, who is for several reasons. Happy Couture is designing their first collection of plus merchandise for our show. And Happy designs everything from, you know, career wear all the way up to more avant-garde evening and couture designs. And Ninetta Allen is a breast cancer survivor. And she will be sharing, yes, and she will be sharing her story during our show.
All right. And so there are many reasons for choosing a lot of designers, but I want to get back a little bit to ask you guys a couple of questions that a couple of my listeners asked. What made you guys decide to pursue a career in fashion for plus size?
Well, speaking for myself, you know, I, of course, my services and cater to women of all sizes, but I do specialize in the curvy and plus woman, and why I chose to do so is because I felt that there was a real need out there. That I see, you know, day-to-day working with women, that women of all sizes, you know, have body issues, but specifically the curvier woman, and oftentimes she feels shut out, or the what's out there for her is not covetable, or the covetable pieces that are out there she's not aware of. So, you know, it really is important to me as a businesswoman and as a person to help put women of, you know, that are underrepresented on a platform for acknowledgement and to look and feel their best.
All right. And this is for Crystal. Crystal, what do you think the current trends are in fashion, and what are the future trends going to be? What do you think is going to look like? Focusing more on the future.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed that has been actually quite trendy for a while has been a lot of the clothes now are really well-fitted. They're using way better quality fabrics for the upper portion, blouses, you know, body contour dresses have still been in. And I think where we're kind of leaning toward is really a blend between, you know, structurally, a blend between the well-fitted garment and also the looser flowing designs. I'm seeing a lot of pleated skirts. I'm seeing a lot of ruching going on with blouses, dresses, and I think that we're going to a place where the designs are going to be more structurally fitted toward the top, and then looser and more flowy, and almost with some of the designs that we've seen back in the 70s and 80s toward the bottom. And
okay.
I see issues. The shoes actually have taken a turn because we had platform shoes that were amazingly popular for the last 2 or 3 years, and we're now seeing that go back to a wedge. A lot of wedge designs are coming out. So I think, you know, fashion does a fashion revolves. It goes around in a circle, and I think we're going back to, you know, the more structured design with the wedges, height, bright colors, and abstract patterns.
Okay, and this is for both of you guys. How comfortable are you working hands on hands with models and designers? And are there? And what's the biggest struggle? And what's the least struggle?
Well, having put on several fashion shows before, I'm very comfortable working with models and designers. I honestly really don't look at things as a struggle. So.
Okay.
I think, I mean, sometimes maybe having the model see the vision of the designer, you know, or what the designer wants them to be emulating. Sometimes that can be a little struggle, but with the proper coaching, you know, we get that out of the model. But I don't see a struggle or, like, obstacles.
After Pink the Runway, Crystal, did you want to comment on that? Or
yes, just that I've been doing this for a long time, and as I mentioned, you know, before, where I was kind of on, you know, the one doing the modeling, and now that I've worked as a makeup artist behind the scenes, so I'm privy to a lot of the hidden aspect or the secret aspect of modeling.
Yeah.
So I've seen the you know, relationships between the models, the designers, additionally all of the prep work there goes into presenting the whole show and trying to take the designer's vision, if you will, and put it on the runway. And so I have a large amount of experience with that, both creatively as a model and you know, as the host of this event. I only hope that experience goes to help facilitate an amazing show.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, I had you guys. We're going to, I have another question for you guys.
Okay.
And I thought this was just a cute question. Can you explain why you and fashion and makeup industry go together? I thought that was cute.
Oh, that is a cute question. Well,
oh.
I love that.
Okay.
You guys are
okay,
laughing.
So you want to know how fashion and beauty come together for me?
Yeah, for you particularly. Yes, it's good. Okay.
Yes.
I am taking these questions because I don't want to be a stealer. These questions are coming from www.everydayinterviewingtips.com. Thank you for the questions. But this one I added in there myself. It was there, but I twisted it for you guys. So tell me why you, fashion and makeup industry and event planning, how it goes together. How does it fit your personality? Because you guys seem like two super live wires that I know if I met you, when I meet you, that I'm probably not going to leave you for a couple of days. So tell everybody about it.
Which is fabulous.
So here's how it comes together for me. So I am a when I started my cosmetic line, at the time I was actually applying makeup. So understand that both fashion and makeup are creative. They're creative fields. And so what happens is when I did the makeup and I was doing the behind the scenes, if you will, I am helping take the designer's feeling and their story, and I'm helping piece it together with the makeup. So it's kind of like when you build a house and you have a contractor, you have some people who are working on the structure of the house and others who are working on the interior structure, so like the plumbing and et cetera, and all of that comes together to create this finish product which functions as one. And so when I work behind the scenes on fashion shows and I'm the creative director, my goal is to take the makeup component of it, combine it with what the designer has in their mind and the structures and the feel they're trying to give, and then put those pieces together to create one finished image that gets seen by the public. And so that's how it blends together. I'm creative. I create the feeling, and I help bring up the temperature of what the designer is trying to showcase. Another reason, as far as the event planning is, I mentioned that I'm a beauty educator. So I actually host, on a smaller level, events every 2 months, which are my Contoured and Flawless makeup classes, where I actually teach the general public how to apply makeup like a pro for themselves.
You want to come to
and
Vegas
these are
and do a show
small
like
events
that
with wine and hors d'oeuvres and music and
wow,
teaching and gift bags. All of my students leave with gift bags with goodies. And so these are events that I've been doing on a smaller level throughout my career as well as events for Pink Stiletto Cosmetics. So we did a Get Dolls pop-up boutique in New York City, and that, you know, was also covered by a fashion magazine. So there's just smaller events that I've kind of been doing both with the cosmetics as well as with my beauty educating, and so that's how it ties it together in that regard. Not to mention that on my own Facebook page and social media, I have always been an advocate for size acceptance. I post photos of outfits that I wear. I'm an advocate for the plus community. I go annually to an event called Models in Bottles in New York, which is actually helps provide plus models with the proper network, if you will, to learn about the behind the scenes of plus modeling and the things that the community, the modeling community, may not tell you when you begin. And I speak there annually, actually, to give the upcoming models information and advice on beauty and how important it is to be able to do your own makeup, at least minimally, for photo shoots and castings.
Okay, and before we go on to Laura, I'm going to have you finish off in the next 1 or 2 minutes because our guest, Dave Jones, his phone had dropped out on Heath Jack, and we need to go on to him. So go ahead and tell us how beauty and fashion fit in with you.
Of course. Well, I feel that everything related to our image is the framework of how we're presenting ourselves. And beauty, fashion, makeup, they all connect together. There are all the ways in which we use to present our image, ourselves, and the message that we want to send out into the world as we step forward. And, you know, the event, that is a platform to put out a specific artistic message, and, you know, we create our personal style through our hair, through our makeup, through our fashion, and how we choose to express that. So to me, they just seamlessly blend together, and, you know, my artistic expression comes through all of those platforms.
All right, and where can we find each of you guys? And please stay on the line as we continue the interview with Dave, because we're going to be talking about bulimia and anorexia, because those two go hand in hand a lot with women and fashion and unfortunately trying to be that perfect person, and it can be very devastating. I'm a bulimia. I work every day on not being bulimic. It's not a struggle anymore for me because it's not, but I know some people do struggle with that. Where can we find you, Crystal?
You can find me on social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I have some very old tutorials on YouTube floating around, but I'm on Facebook, Instagram as Crystal Carmen MUA. So facebook.com/CrystalCarmenMUA. I'm also the same on Instagram, which is Crystal Carmen MUA. And I also have my website, www.crystalcarmen.com. And I also have www.pinkstilettocosmetics.com for the makeup.
Laura?
You can find me on social media as well. My Twitter is fab at any size. And you can find me on LinkedIn as well under Laura Mazurek Fashion Services, Facebook as well, Laura Mazurek. And you can also find me on Instagram, SPKL Diva is my handle on Instagram.
And Pink the Runway, Laura and Crystal will be coming back on more than probably twice a month, hopefully. I know that they're busy, but this is a very big event. It really touches my heart. My mom actually died of lung cancer, but it's originally started with a double mastectomy for breast cancer. So these ladies are doing something that's important, and they're also touching on a subject for me and really trying to break the mold of plus size girls, because I'm a 12 size top, a medium top, and I can wear a junior's top
Only reason I have to sometime wear 16 pants is because of my big butt, because I train so much. So I really appreciate what these ladies are doing. They will be monthly here because they are. This is a big event, and they have given me the honor of being one of the sponsors. So we want to make sure that everybody knows the event. Crystal and Laura, you are fantastic, and I look forward to you guys coming back on in a couple of weeks. And we will, and because we, and I also will be sending you the dates for all of the designers that are that will be coming on. You ladies are fabulous. Fabulous. To stay on the line. And thank you for your time. Dave, are you there?
I am still here.
You are so awesome. I appreciate you hanging on the line. That one went a little over. But we were talking about plus-size women in a fashion shows and Pink the Runway 2015 that's going to occur on October 30th in Philadelphia. And, Laura, remind us of the hotel again.
Le Meridian, Philadelphia.
All right, Dave, so tell us about you. Tell us about Dave Jones. Tell us. We know you're a comedian. We know you're funny. And tell us about you.
Well, you know, some big things have been happening. I recently just did a show with Shaquille O'Neal with the Shaq All-Time Tour. It was in Atlanta. It was a competition to make Shaq laugh for $5,000. I was able to win first place in that competition. That show is online, YouTube, my site, Facebook, like anybody can just go in there and check it out, see who I am, you know, next up, coming up, and whatnot. I don't know, I appreciate what y'all doing for the big girls, too, because I'm a big girl fan, so just let me know. I'm really
happy. You know what? I was both. We got ladies, don't we love Dave already? Dave, we love you. I want to tell you, we big girls are beautiful. I just want to, I have to say, excuse me. Before it was, and Crystal can relate to this. Before, and I'm 51 on Friday. Is that when
happy
before
birthday.
When we? Well, thank you very much. When I was a big girl when I was in my 30s, and I was and big for me was a size 16. I was ashamed. Now I'm not. You know, big girls today, we are beautiful. We're holding ourselves in a different way. And Crystal, I think she can attest to this. We don't give a rap, but if you like it. I didn't say the other word. You like me or you don't like me because I know I'm cute. I know I'm hot. Wouldn't you agree, Crystal?
I would definitely agree that it doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
Do you like how I said that?
Absolutely. I hate that. One of the things I dislike is the whole, oh, you're pretty, but no, it's just pretty.
You know what? Exactly. So, Dave, we appreciate you saying that because, you know, I get a lot at work. I'm aggressive. Last time we were talking on the air about being an aggressive black woman, and I was also told I'm aggressive because I'm a big girl. And I thought, you know what? You guys are just making these excuses left and right.
Yeah.
And I think that's
where. You know what it really is? And I'll tell you what it really is. It's intimidation. Like, I feel like I know a lot of my friends, like, even my white homeboys, they'll be saying, you know, big black women, but they so intimidated to talk to them, they just come up with, like, they look mean type of, you know what I'm saying? But I just feel like they'd be intimidated. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say why a man would be intimidated by a big butt, but because we're on this radio, I don't want to go off our butt.
Keep it clean. You know? Keep it clean.
Some man might be scared of that, you know?
And I think that the girls that are plus size, we get – people think we have an attitude, but we don't. We just feel good about ourselves, and we've been through a lot. So sometimes we do have a tough exterior, but we have hearts of gold. Wouldn't you say, Laura?
Oh, I would totally agree with that. And, you know, I feel the important thing for all women to know and take into their heart inside is that your beauty comes from within and is a light that you shine without, you know, into the world. And you should not compare yourself to others, feel that you are less than. Just be the best possible you that you can be. And being you is all right. being you is more than enough. You're worthy, you're beautiful, no matter what your shape is, and be the best you that you can be.
Dave, what do you think about that?
I agree, because I'm a bigger guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a bigger guy. Like, I'm like in between right now, like that fat but not fat. Like, I'm not, like, you got to squint at me kind of, like, is he? You know what I'm saying? So I know how it is, you know. Like,
and you know what, and Dave, since you mentioned that, that's interesting because, you know, there are guys who actually have issues with, you know, clothes and trying to find outfits that fit them. And they have self-image, too.
People have eating disorder with men, you know what I'm saying? Because like, there are some cases out there where dudes be having, like, eating disorder, but never really associate men with it. You know what I'm saying? It always seems like a woman thing, like, can a man really even have a disorder?
No, actually, men do have anorexia, and it's actually a clinical term for men.
Yes.
More and more men are having problems with eating disorders,
Dennis Quaid actually was, you know, widely publicized for having issues with anorexia.
So it doesn't just touch women, it touches men. And I didn't know that, Laura. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I know for me, for bulimia, from the time I was probably about 8 years old up until I was about 30, I struggled with bulimia because when my dad left, that we were always struggling with food. And I know that there were times that my mom would always say, you're fat, you need to lose weight. She wasn't doing it as a mean thing. My mom, that's just how my mom that era talked. Okay, girl, stop eating extra. You know, literally, I would eat extra stuff. Say that again,
mm-hmm.
Dave.
I think parents try to protect their kids from ridicule, like, especially if they, like,
right.
Kind of, their kid and big, you know what I'm saying? The parents know
right.
What could be from that, you know?
Yes. I think oftentimes parents are coming from a good intention with that. But
exactly.
I think the more, and they think that it's having a good effect, but oftentimes, like Sabrina is saying, psychologically, it makes you lean towards eating more. And I think the better tactic to take is to educate your children on nutritional choices. And what
exactly.
The consequences are of good nutrition and bad nutrition. And if you see your child making, you know, less than positive nutritional choices, use that as an opportunity to discuss and dialogue about nutrition. And you say, oh, well, if you're eating a whole bag of chips, this is what could happen to you health-wise. As opposed to if you're eating sunflower seeds, this is what could happen.
And you know what, and I know people ask me a lot because I was 350 in 2012. Now I'm probably, only because I bench press and I lift weights, I vary between 185 and 212. And I am proud to say that because I am 51 tomorrow and I can bench press with the big boys. I think I'm at 225 or 250. 250 is with the trainer helping me. So I do eat a lot. People ask me, can you eat at McDonald's? Yeah, I eat at McDonald's. No, I don't like McDonald's fries, but I'll go there and I make choices. I'll have a hamburger and I'll have an iced tea and I'll skip the fries because you know what? I don't need the fries. The fries are the most fattening part. I need meat and I need bread. I don't need all the extra cheese, so I can make choices. Do I go to those places every day? No, I don't, because I love working out so much that it doesn't help me. And my trainer has a radar on me. I think he somehow put a tag on me, so he knows, like, if I'm at Winchell's Donut, he knows if I'm making McDonald's. So I'm a bad liar, so I can't say I'm not there, so I just don't go there. I swear that man, I could pull in the parking lot, and he's calling me, are you at McDonald's? I think there's something wrong with that picture. So I'm not for sure how he knows.
Well, I think there's also a misconception out there that, you know, fuller women, that they don't exercise. that they aren't into fitness and taking care of
themselves.
Exactly. Which is very untrue. And as Crystal can speak about, you know, as a model, regardless of whether you're a straight model or a plus model, part of your job is taking care of yourself, maintaining your endurance, your appearance, you know, your you know, muscle tone. So all models work out. You know, all models take care of themselves. And you can be fit at any silhouette.
Yes, they do. Crystal, did you want to comment on that?
Crystal?
I think she may have left us.
But
you're absolutely right, is that, you know what, and let me tell you the difference. Anorexia is where people don't eat. They basically just don't eat, and if they do eat, it's a very minimum, and the calorie count is under 300. Bulimia is where you will go, and this is what I used to do. I can't even do this anymore because it makes me ill. I used to go to In-N-Out Burger. I would eat 4 double-doubles. Animal burgers, 3 fries and 3 shakes, and then take the next drive over to a Taco Bell. Then I get home and I throw it all up. But the problem with that, it was ruining my teeth, it was ruining my self-image, and at the end of the night, it did not make me feel better. I was being rejected left and right by men, and also just didn't have a lot of friends who were encouraging to me at that time. And as time went on and I got help, you know, what my counselor was able to help me realize, bulimia wasn't the issue. It's what Laura had said in the very beginning, and Crystal and we were talking about, it's how you see yourself. And I had to start looking in the mirror and seeing myself as just, I'm Sabrina, I'm beautiful, that's who I am, this is who God made. I'm a big girl, I have big girl features, and that's not even funny. People laugh all the time and say, you're big bone. I went to the doctor, he's like, I'm sorry, you are a big bone girl. And I hated hearing that. I always used to say, are you sure, can you run a test again? He goes, no, I've ran it like 20 times, I'm not going to keep telling you the same thing. And once I got used to that, and once I accepted that I can do things better sometimes than even guys as far as in the gym, and that I didn't have to be embarrassed, because a lot of times I didn't even want to go to the gym and work out, because when you're at the gym, I used to feel bad because one guy said to me, I don't want to work out with a girl who can lift more weights than me. Well, okay. So I would stop working out. And so now I work out to work out, and if you can't like me because I lift more weights than you, then you just won't get dinner at home because I can cook. Okay, you make your choice. And that's how I look at it now. I'm happy with what I can do.
It is so important, as I was saying before, do not limit yourself and what you can, you know, contribute in this world and accomplish, and what you can do for yourself and the impact you can make on this world in whatever category. Do not self-limit yourself based on the issues that other people have, most likely from their own lack of self-esteem that they are transferring onto you.
And Dave, you have women, you have men friends. When you're doing comedy and you probably talk about some of these things. How do you put a positive spin on this?
You know, I always encourage, you know, like I said, I like big women, so you know, I always usually set the show up.
Well, Dave, I'm in Las Vegas. I can send you my address, okay? I'm in Las Vegas, Dave. I'll send you my address. Okay, moving on. Moving on.
You cooking? I'm there.
I'm cooking. So, Dave, so when you're doing comedy, why did you get into comedy? Who encouraged you? I know that you're part of Kush Comedy Cafe with Latrice Cole, but how did you get into it, and why did you choose to get into it? Oh, Dave dropped off again. He'll call back. But Laura, But while he calls back, I want to ask you a couple of questions on Pink the Runway, if that's okay.
Sure. Of course, certainly.
Oh my goodness, I went blank because I just think you guys are so awesome.
Sabrina. We think you're awesome as well.
Dave, are you back?
Dave, are you being held hostage somewhere? Do we need to produce? Does this big girl need to come rescue you? I mean, seriously.
Hello? I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Hello?
Dave, are you,
I'm back.
Are you being kidnapped? Does this big girl need to come rescue you?
No, I'm not.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness. Poor guy. I thought some women had you hostage and we need to come rescue you. Laura and I and Crystal, we'll come help you. Oh, wow. I had a question real quick I'm going to ask Crystal, then we'll come back to you, Dave, just real quick. Laura and Crystal. Laura, you know, what do you guys, when you're working with the models and you see a girl is struggling with just their self-esteem, what do you do for them?
It's very important, you know, to speak with that model individually. And, you know, let her know, first to drawing out, well, why aren't you feeling positive about yourself? And because all of us have those issues that come from somewhere. And then taking the time to speak with her and really let her know that she's beautiful, she's relevant, she's viable. You know, she was chosen to be in the show because of her beauty, her personality, her look, her walk, and she's an important part of contributing to the success of the show. So that we have chosen her because we want her here, and to feel confident and feel great about yourself and translate that, you know, out onto the runway. Because, you know, models, they are sending important messages out to women. You know, when you're in a show, you're in an audience, you want to see someone who represents you because that helps you to feel better and say, hey, I could be up there too. So you're really helping to facilitate good body images and send positive messages out into the world as a model. And also the designers are doing that as well, which is one of the, you know, great things that we're so excited to be able to do is to spotlight designers who design, you know, for the benefit of all women and spotlighting their curves and helping them feel their best.
And Dave, thank you, Laura. Dave, so I'm going to give you a few minutes to give us a taste of Dave. What would you say if you were doing a stand-up, if we called you up to stage right now? What would you speak on?
Okay, on this clean radio station?
No, yeah, please keep it clean.
I'll start by doing a little set about my weight, you know what I'm saying, just to get it out there, get it out the way. Because, like, I'll talk about how I got an eating disorder. That's why sometimes I go up and down on my weight due to my eating disorder. And it'd be like, what eating disorder? I'll say, well, I keep eating this order, chips, cakes, cookies, Oreos. And I'll talk about how even though I lost weight, my life ain't is where I want to be yet, because, like I told you, I'm still in that between. Like, is he fat? I don't know if he's fat. Like, you know? So, like, a girl gave me a compliment the other day. The compliment, I don't know if it was a compliment or not. Like, she saw me. She was like, oh, my God, Dave, you really doing it? You were really doing it.
You know you saw it. You sound like Kevin Hart right there. Oh, my God.
And then she'll come up to me and be like, oh, you balling now? You a balling now? Oh, you got collarbones now. I'm like, I've been happy. You just got some risk. Like,
you need to keep walking away from her. She wouldn't be good for you. That, keep moving. Step on, sister.
Yeah,
keep going. You lose her number. Don't go back to her, not unless you just want to be abused, Dave. That was just trying to help you out there. You know what? This is how I see it, and you guys can all make a comment on this. If somebody likes you, they're not going to see your folds on your skin. They're not going to see anything but the beauty that exuberates outward. What do you guys think?
I agree. I totally agree. Like I used to be hung up on, you know, being big and black. Because once Biggie died, I was like, man, it's over. You know what I'm saying? But I enjoy it. Like, I make people laugh. You know, women love a man that can make them laugh anyway. So pretty much be winning when it comes to that.
All right. Dave, where can we find you at?
Well, you can find me online, Comedian Dave Jones, right on Facebook, or Dave Jones Comedy on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all of them, Vine.
And what do you have, what shows do you have coming up or anything coming up that we should know about?
Yeah, you know, I'll be opening up for Erykah Badu. She'll be live at the Miller Auditorium in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'll be hosting that. And on August 1st, I'll be hosting the Dave's Loaf concert. That'll be in Muskegon, Michigan on August 1st at the L.C. Walker Arena. And I'll be back in Dallas on the 23rd, the Kush Comedy, to hopefully, you know, get that $10,000 of the competition going on right now. You know Latrice. She's one of
I know Latrice. Latrice is the nicest, most beautiful young lady. She has a great sense of business heart. She is the founder, owner of Kush Comedy Cafe. She knows how to barbecue, yet I have not got my barbecue. I'm just going to keep saying that every week on the line until one day that there's a special delivery at the door and I get the barbecue. Just, Latrice, stop laughing because I know you're listening. Anyway. We want to thank Pink the Runway 2015, Lauren Crystal, for coming on today. We want to thank Dave for coming on and for being a great young man and holding on the line and just giving, being honest. I appreciate a young man as honest. I appreciate great comedians. Dave, could you just like get an autograph from Erykah Badu and just send it to me, please? Tell her to send it to the diva, please. Tell her I think she's beautiful. Yeah. And I need one of those head wraps that she wears. And I just want to thank. Say that again.
I just need to know her life situation. I don't know if she's married or anything like that, but, you know, I will also find that out.
Okay. Find that out for yourself. Give me the autograph. And don't forget to tell her about Pink the Runway 2015 that's occurring on October 30th. And I want you guys to know that I appreciate every one of you who come on the show. I am always blessed and honored when people take their time out of their day to come on Conversations with the Diva, WBD and Media. We appreciate it. This show has grown exponentially. I was laughing last night in my sleep. I just woke up and sat up in the bed because I got overwhelmed, I have to admit, because I'm booking shows into October. This was originally a hobby. Now that is now a very big, wonderful part of my life. I'm involved in great things and meeting great people. Each one of you guys don't even know, Crystal, Laura, Dave, how much you actually blessed me today by just talking to you. You guys know where you guys can find them. And I will give each of you guys 30 seconds to go ahead and let's start with Crystal. She's still on the line, and say anything that you want to say and give a shout out to anybody you want to give a shout out. Crystal?
I think Crystal left us. I will.
Okay, Laura, go ahead.
Okay, so if you would like to contact us directly to be involved in the show in any way, whether a sponsor, model, contribute something for Silent Auction, and any questions you might have, email us both directly at pinktherunway2015@gmail.com. We'll have our official website launching soon, and of course you can reach both Crystal and I at all of our social medias. We thank you for the opportunity to speak to your listeners today, as well as Conversations with the Diva being a platinum sponsor of Pink the Runway 2015 and the important message that we're sending out to women and helping them feel glamorous and fabulous at any size.
And I just want to say, when Laura told me that, I just want to say, yes, people, I fell on the floor. I was laughing. I was just so elated. I'm going to get me a shirt that says I'm a platinum sponsor. I'm just so excited about that. because I have not been platinum at any other time in my life. Now I'm platinum, and I'm excited. Okay, I'm Pink the Runway 2015 platinum sponsor, so I just want people to know that, okay? So just remember that, people. Dave, don't forget that. So that's why you need to get Erica Badu's autograph for me. Dave, what? Any shout-outs, anything that we didn't get to ask you that you want to say?
I'm going to get a comedian Dave Jones on here, and you'll see a video there, which I get me to $5,000 on Latin Atlanta. Also, on Facebook, comedian Dave Jones comedy, hashtag Team Tongue Out, that's the team. So, yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed the conversation. It was awesome.
Oh, Dave, it was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you, Dave. And don't forget to tell your friends about October 30th, 2015, Pink the Runway.
Yeah, because I used to live in Jersey, so I might have to try to come up there October.
I think you definitely are going to have to come, Dave.
Dave, definitely. God, you'll get to meet me. You get to meet Laura. Crystal, well, I'm just going to have to say Crystal's beautiful, more beautiful than me. I just have to give that to her. The young lady is gorgeous. And Laura is just a beauty in herself. And Dave, there would be so many women there. Dave, you just need to come show yourself up in a nice tuxedo. Shoot, I'll be your sponsor, and I'll interview the girls for you, just so you know. Don't worry about it. I got you. Just get yourself to Philadelphia. Okay. So I got you, Laura, and I. We got you. We'll take care of you. We'll help you out. We don't worry about it. We got him, huh, Laura?
Sure.
Yeah. So get yourself in, and we need you. And we need you to tell your friends about this, because this is not just about. It's about plus size girls, but it's also about a very special cancer organization that's going to be getting part of the benefits. But this is the time where plus-size women are going to be able to make Laura and Crystal are trying to break a barrier and break into so that women can feel good and they don't have to just feel like, oh, my God, I have to wear a tent as an outfit, and that I can look like, wear an outfit like Erica Badu or Beyonce or any of the women out there. I'm going to take it back to Eartha Kitt. I loved Eartha Kitt. Yes, I'm dating myself.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can wear, you remember her, right, Laura? And you wear outfits like that, or Tina Turner, and you can feel good and look good in any size. And this is what these ladies are trying to do. So this is really dear to my heart. So, Dave, get your happy self out there in Philadelphia. I'll be your agent and everything there, and we'll help you out there. Kush Comedy Cafe, thank you for helping us and sponsoring us. Thank you to Next Level Tennis and Fitness, Danny Bergiano, for being a sponsor. He can be reached at 303-3765. That's 702 area code in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Diva is going to be partying it up for the next 3 days. The rest of my month is my birthday, the whole month, but I will be 51. I make 51 look good. I am the hottest looking 51-year-old that there is, and I just needed to say that because, you know what, I feel like I'm 35, but I look great, and I just want to thank you to Danny, my coach, who has walked me through 2.5 years of building my self-esteem, recovering from a domestic violence relationship, and learning that I am who I am because that's who God made me. And I just I love my coach. I love life, I love you guys, and I love people. If you're struggling with bulimia or anorexia in your state, no matter what state you're in, please dial 211, that's 211, and they will send you or give you a referral to counseling. If anything on this show as far as anorexia or bulimia have you thinking suicidal, I need you to dial 211. If you can hold on, then dial 911, and if you can hold on, dial 211. If you ever need anything, you can email Sabrina Williams at Conversations with the Diva. That's CVWTDiva@gmail.com. You guys be blessed and have a great day. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Well, that was an awesome interview with Pink the Runway with Laura and Crystal. As I said, October 30th, 2015, the Diva, WBDN Media, will be in Philadelphia, and we are platinum sponsor of this event. Women, your size,
You are beautiful. You are lovely. You are loved. Don't give up. There's hope. And know that you are important. If you're struggling with bulimia, anorexia, or any of those eating disorders, whether you're a man or woman, you do need to seek help for that. It doesn't have to overcome you. You can overcome it. It will be a part of you, but it's something that can be helped with. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. We are going to take a song out with Miss Hill.
Yeah. La la la. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
Young Saeed on the track.
I just hear a line up.
Baby.